chapter 16. Acts chapter 16, verse 13. Acts chapter 16, verse 13. Thank you, Lord. Worshiping the Lord can start something. Scripture read as follows. And on the Sabbath, we went out into the city by the riverside. When we're talking about we, I'm explaining some of the coming in. Paul, Silas, Timothy, and Luke. They went out by the riverside where prayer was wont to be made, meaning it was a custom. And we sat down and spake unto the woman, which resorted thither. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple, of the city of Thyatira, which worshipped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which was spoken of Paul. And when she was baptized, oh my God. See, something happened when you worship. Then you get a hold of God's word. Then you abide by it. Then you get baptized. In her household, she besought us, saying, if thou have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, judge me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. And she constrained us. Worship the Lord. This is what we teach on the monthly thing. Worship the Lord. Something. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, Lord. Humble, Lord, as we know how. Holy Ghost, we ask upon you to make this mess up, make this teaching plain, Lord. Lord, break it down for us, Lord. Lord, give us the wisdom, knowledge, understanding of your word, Lord. Let it abide, Lord. Let us not only be hearers of the word, but doers of the word, Lord. Lord, bless us as we lift your name up, Lord. Lord, and everything in us go in your word, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Please take your seat. I'm going to give you a little background in the setting. Hopefully y'all read it. I'll say go back to the beginning of the chapter. But go back to the beginning of the book. Read all of it. It's good. All of it's good. If it's in the Word of God, it's good. And my pastor, if it's in the Word of God, it's good. So, I know Pastor always trying to get the Word. But in the beginning, it talks about Paul when he was selling Paul, went out to as a missionary on a different journey. He came to one journey when he was coming to a time to sail. And he supposed to went one place, but no, it was a man that came in a night vision and said, we need you to go to Macedonia. So when they were trying to sail, you know the ships, when they sail in this different time frame, normally with the wind, it takes a couple of days. But on this particular journey, they went from Troas all the way over to Philippi. But they went from Troas all the way to Philippi. And they got there in 2 days. If you look further on in Scripture, in Acts 20, verse 6, it said it took them 5 days because of the wind. So the wind, for Philip, the wind aided them. Now the question is, you're like, why is that important? We're going to get somewhere. It's important because when he got that vision, he said, we need somebody. We need a preacher. We need somebody. Come preach to us. We need somebody to share the gospel with us in Macedonia. You know, so he said, okay, I was supposed to go to a European nation. Now I got to go to Asia. So when he got to it, left Troas and went into Neapolis, which is probably about 150 miles off. The reason I'm giving the stats because I'm getting where you got to know the history, the background. It's about 150 miles. Once you get to Neapolis is the coastline before you come in Philippi. Philippi was about 9 to 10 miles, give or take, 9 to 10 miles off the shore. They walked from that point. Now, Luke was a writer. Luke always kept good journals, always kept good things of their journey, of their mission. You had Paul, man of God. You had Timothy. You had Silas. You had Luke went in. There was somebody there that needed to hear the word. Now, it's custom in this nation, this particular area, and this particular area was a Roman colony. All right? It was about Roman rule. Colony is not, for instance, okay, if I can use this, you got mainland Japan, then you got Okinawa. Okinawa is part of Japan. That's what a Roman colony is. It's just another island or another area, like Neapolis, it's a mountainous area that is still governed by the Roman rule. There are people who retired as Roman centurions, stuff, move over there because they fought and kept the Roman law. So that's why it was important to the time. But during this whole settlement, there was somebody worshiping God. There was somebody there no matter what. Now, we're going to read right before in the roundabout scripture, verse 9 and 10, 8, 9, and 10. You're going to read about the law that when Paul first got there, there was no synagogue. Because, and if you know the history, with the Jewish history of Jewish custom, you need men to start a synagogue. You need men to start it. They need about 10 men, but there was no men to start a synagogue. So you had some women by the brook, by the riverside, the women praying and worshiping and talking. Now the key thing to remember is, Lydia was not born a Jew, but she still worshiped God. Can you imagine someone who don't know the truth, but they come to get the word? They come by somebody teaching, by somebody witnessing. All they know is, well, they lift their hands to mission. Oh, they shout. Oh, they try to stir something up. That's all they do. Lydia was a woman known for her trade. She traded in the dock. In that countryside, you have many civilizations, but Roman rule was one of them. She came over, so her business probably brought her there. Now, when Paul, Silas, and Timothy and Luke came through, when they came up the coastline, Napoleon, when they came to Philippi, they had to travel down a rope. That rope was known as, I'm going to mess this up, it was known as the Euronation Way, which is a road along the way which has brought the Asian to the west. Kind of, it's a road to get to northern Greece. Once again, I'm bringing this up because this is very important. You're going somewhere. So it connected. This is the way where the Roman soldiers had to get from point A to point B. The reason that is important is because that's how they travel. You can say there's one road in and one road out to the coast. Now, I said all that to get to the point. I know you're probably asking me, Brother Mitchell, what does that do by worshiping the Lord? I mean, I didn't get hit on myself. But Paul came all the way through those journeys, 150 miles, plus 160 miles, you add them up, because of one woman worshiped God. He went all the way just because somebody worshiped him, because somebody wanted to get the word, because of vision. You don't read about that man no more. It says in a night vision, a man from Macedonia. He was trying to get to the Europe, but the Spirit prevented him. Somebody say, oh, I don't know God. But God, I got to get a hold of you. I don't know. It's no sin of God. I know. Let me go to the riverside. Let me go bathe. Let me go wash. Let me get a hold of God. And that's what Lydia did. A certain woman who's not a Jew. That's God. Certain brothers and sisters. Some of us not born in this Christian home. We are from doctrine, this teaching. We was like Lydia. We just know what we got to do. Worship God with everything we got. That's why it's important to us. For some of us, we still kind of confused. Some of us, we still feel like, man, is I'm doing enough? We just ask questions about us. But it says, just worship the Lord. Our God, bless His name. Bless His name. You got to let everybody bless His name. The thing is the joy is inside of you. It's just happy stuff to somebody else. I call it the virus. Because the virus get a hold of something, it ruins everything. So when somebody come by me, you're going to get this virus. What are you talking about? You're going to get this virus. Once it gets on you, oh, you can't stop. Because you ain't going to start worshiping the Lord. I told him, I ain't crazy. I'm going somewhere. I know I got to slow down. All right. The Roman was divided. The Roman kind of was divided in Macedonia into four different districts under four different rules. Philippi was founded by the king Philip II. Roman rule came in through a lot of history. I'm not going to bore y'all with all the history, not in class, but it means something just the way it was. After Paul noticed that there was no synagogue in Philippi to set up, he just said, you know what? The Holy Spirit would not let me go to the Europeans. He brought me to Asia. He said the Spirit prevented him, but the Spirit led him in the night vision to Philippi. When the Spirit led, he said, it's some reason I got to be here. There's no men. Can you imagine come out looking for a church? Oh, I can't find a church. I just want to worship. Come on to worship the Lord. I can't find a church. But lo and behold, you go by a riverside, you see somebody who's trying to worship God. They said, we can't have no church, but we're going to worship on the corner. We're going to worship on the street. We're going to worship at somebody's house. We're going to worship at the... Whatever it is, we got to get together for God's name's sake. That's what it is about worship. When you worship, it doesn't matter. It's just a building of our heart. The worship should be within you to worship the Lord. Because something can happen. What happened when you got the Holy Ghost? Did something happen? Oh, you turned around. Something happened. Conviction set in your heart. It's biblical start coming out. All because you worship God with everything you got. It's going to change you. It's going to motivate you. It's going to grow you. It's going to fill you in that vault of the Spirit. But you got to win. Everything is a choice. Is a choice to get up in the morning, brush your hair, comb your hair? That goes wrong. Not you by saying, hoo-hoo. But there's also an option. There's also a choice to brush your teeth. It's a choice to get up and say, you know what? I'm going to come to church. I'm going to go for prayer. I'm going to go just get between God and me and myself. I'm going to go get my mind right. I'm going to go a little early so I can get the world behind me. So when I get to church, I focus on Calvary. I focus on God. It's an option to worship the Lord. It's an option to serve our God with everything we've got. It's an option to be connected to God and say, Lord, here I am, Lord. Lord, if I can't do nothing but just throw my hands and just raise the roof, Lord, just push up, whatever, Lord, whatever I know I do, Lord, I'm going to do it because I want to worship you. You ask why that in the corner. Because when Paul went, he didn't look and find a massive mega church. He didn't look and find, he just found one main woman who stood out, worshiping the Lord, not even a chief, named Lydia. This is very unusual for Paul this time to talk to this woman. Because you know the custom, they talk to the women. I mean, they talk to the men. But he talked to Lydia. See, God tells us that he cares not just for men. He cares for all human beings. He cares. It don't matter what color you are. It don't matter your race. It don't matter the language barrier. Because when we get to heaven, that won't matter. We got to worship God here. If we can't worship, I'm teaching now. If we can't worship God here, how are we going to worship God in heaven? The 24 elders worship. That's all they knew how to do. We can't get it right here. This is the pre-time. Well, Lord, when I get to heaven, Lord, I'm just warming up right now, Lord. I'm warming up to you. Because when I get up to eternal life of worship with God, that's what we aiming for. That's what we're pressing for. And if you look at the Gospel of Luke, well, he tells you that God cares for women. God cares for all. Never said, let everybody bless his name. He don't say, oh, let brother come here and bless his name. He said, they watch you. Go, comrade. Break down. Do his best. No. He said, let everybody bless his name. Hallelujah. I ain't crazy. You good. Lydia Benson was trading a purple. The purple was very expensive color. It was difficult to make. There's in the city of Thyatira, which was a busy commercial place for famous and purple cloth. Now, in the beginning, I gave all this, I had a background, but I gave you all this history and background, stuff like that, understand that. Do you know how many ships came to the area? Do you know how many settlers came to the area? But all of them, Paul came, he was off the wind in the riverside. That was the first thing that Luke done. This was brutal. You know why? There was something about a woman who did not know the Jewish custom, but she worshipped the Lord. It was something there. I'm telling you, when you worship, don't worry about nothing. It's like speaking in the Spirit. When you worship with God, you just let it flow from your head to your throat to your feet. When you worship God, you can have things. Don't worry about your hip. Don't worry about the ankle. Don't worry about the knee. Don't worry about the problem. Because when you worship God, it's about Him. And only Him only. That's why I always mess with little Ray. When he come, I always put a hand on my head. Because he pure pastor talks about that. He's pure and innocent. I love when he lays hand on me. Because, Lord, hey, that child, let him lay on me. You know, I mess up daily. I got to repent daily. I might say something I don't mean. So I don't know. But how should be. It should be one to be one with God. They said, God, I want to be ready. God, I don't want to miss the mark. God, I want to get to heaven. God, I want to worship you all the days of my life. Because when you worship God, something is going to start. There's something starting in here. Now, you might say, well, they made all that money and stuff like that. I'm going to speculate then. Maybe she had a lot of money. But the thing is she's not focused. She didn't focus on that money. You hear a lot of people talking about how much money they got, how much money they're saving.
You know, we got the 401 plan and all this other stuff. But what are we worshiping? Are we worshiping Him in something for the future? My thing is this, what are we setting aside for the future? We should put some worship in there. Say, Lord, I'm going to fill up my worship meter. And when I get there, I need that thing to overflow it. Because I need that Spirit upon me. Amen. That's how we should be. So Lydia didn't let that get to her. It says, Lydia was not born a Jew, but the Lord. In the scripture, it says, the Lord opened. It says, the Lord opened. We look at verse 14. Whose heart the Lord opened, that she attend to all the things which spoken unto Paul. Now you ask me, if the Lord can open her spirit, who's not born a Jew, but all she knows is to worship the Lord, what more can He do for her? If the Lord can bless you, what more can He do for me? If I need to worship the Lord a little bit more, Lord, I'm not worshiping for nothing. But Lord, I know whatever I need, You're going to give me whatever. You're my provider. But Lord, I just got to worship You. But I see Brother Conrad worshiping, and the Lord blessing them all kind of folk. I'm trying to find out, hey, Pastor, what Brother Conrad doing? What are you doing different I ain't doing? What, let me read my Bible for myself. So I tell you, don't go just at the beginning chapter. Sometimes, read the whole thing is good. And it tells you about that. We must tell people the good news about Jesus, about God, the oneness. We must be able to do this very well. Or we may be able to think that it's difficult because no one wants to listen. There's a lot of times we do things in our life. We want to witness or we give our testimony and we feel like no one cares. We just feel like they're brushing us off. We just feel like we're wasting our time. But the thing I would say is, if it's 1 million people out there, if one can get the revelation and live for God, hey, that's all we can do. The heavens rejoice. But how about one? How about 10? How about 100? How about 1,000? Get a hold of God. It's His time. But there was one who listened. You had the women that was at the riverside, but it's only one woman. They lived it. Why is she so important? Because she worships God. And her spirit, Lord, open her spirit to Him to just understand His word. That's why we got to worship the Lord with everything we've got. Because the Lord will understand. He's going to open up our minds to His word. He's going to give us some revelation that we might not understand now, but years now down the road, we might say, ha ha, that light bulb cooked off, you know, kind of slow. That light bulb cooked off, like, yeah, I remember 5 years ago, that's what that meant. Because God said, you know, I give you revelation when it's time. So when things are difficult, we don't understand it, we shouldn't be down. The Lord will give us, He will open our understanding. We just got to continue to worship Him and let nature take its course. When I mean by nature, let God ordain it. Let God order that step. Lydia listened and accept the words of God, which brought power to her life. Remember what Paul said in the Gospels. Not only with words, but also come with power. And it comes with the Holy Spirit. You look at 1 Thessalonians 1:5. 1 Thessalonians 1:5 says, for our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power. And in the Holy Ghost, for in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. For your sake. Just think about the thing. For your sake. Sometimes I wonder, like, what does that mean? It's for our sake because we don't need to be damned for eternity in hell, in spite. He said, if I give you a chance to make it to heaven, I need someone to show you the word. I need someone to show you the way. I spoke it in existence. You didn't listen. I had the Spirit rub it first and was walking among you. And you didn't listen. I got men preaching. I ordained them apostles preaching to do all my words. And you still not listening. What are we going to this nation? Where is the worship in God? I mean, true worship in God. We can sit there and patacate, yeah, you that love me? Yeah, Jesus. But what's the truth? When we can just break out and just have, Lord, whatever it is, Lord, I ain't worried about it looking at me. Lord, just me and you, Lord. I worship you after you know my motives, Lord. You know my actions. You said in your word, Lord. I worship you, Lord. This is all I know how to do. We can take that little worship and say, you know what? I can use it. Let me move it. I can use it for my kingdom. That's what I want. That's true worship. Whatever you got to bring to God, you just bring it to God in your worship. He said, I can use that. That is genuine. That's true.
That's not true. Yes, you used to use that for the world, but that's all you know. What are you going to do? You're going to make the excuse, Lord, I used to do this in the club. I can't do this no more because, well, I'm there for you. I ain't saying get in and do some crazy. I ain't saying that. What I'm going to say is, if you just know how to clap your hands and keep a beat, and that's all you can do, just do what you know how to do and let God open your heart up. Let the Spirit come in with the power to show you and let God give you that revelation. And then you'll see what God wants you to do. That's what happened when you got the Holy Spirit, right? When you got the Holy Spirit, did you go back and start doing the same stuff you used to do? It was a change, right? That's what it does. The Lord opens. Open. Something happens when something opens. That's a motion going. When it opens, it gets wide and wide. That means more God can get in me. That's how I look at it. More God can get in me if He opens me up. If I can open to God, Lord, what more can you give me? He can just get in. Be committed. Just be able when I call upon your name. I need to do something. Can you imagine you worship the Lord? You worship Him. And you get to heaven, you get to judgment day. Lord, here I am, Lord, I'm ready. Remember, I put two people in front of me, and they were trying to keep me worshiping. They talking in mind. They talked to me. I said, oh, I know this person. Oh, I know this church worship. Oh, I know this brother worship. Oh, I know this sister worship. And I put them there to watch you, to watch her, to watch them. And you did. You let the influences of the world, you let things get in your head. You let things separate me and you. You failed the mark because you failed to worship me with everything you got. The Bible says you got to worship me when you're happy, when you're sad. When you're mad, when you're angry, when you're happy, just worship Him. Sometimes it'll be rubbing off on you. When you don't feel like it, you got to just pat a foot. Just worship Him. That's all He says. Because somebody's going to watch us. They watch us every day. You don't think so? Mess up and see what they say. Oh! I told you messed up and see that. Look what he did. Look what he over there doing. He over there. Look, wait. They watch me. Because they see something. But if you're a true worshipful of God, you don't let them worry about that. Because when they see you, they should be able to say, you know what? That person you there got that in. They don't fight. It's looking for God. I don't care if it's 6 months, 2 years, 3 years. It's something about them. They're trying to live right. All because they're worshiping the Lord thy God. But all that, they're so ashamed of life. But everything they got is about God. When last time somebody came to you and said, man, how you do it? Man, God must be looking out for you. You look at him like, man, you don't want to always bless me. You don't want to always cuss me out. Are you going to tell me God looking out for you? That's when they understand the revelation that God is in you. And even when your enemies, those who speak against you, can say, the Lord is looking out for you. The Lord is blessing you. That should speak volumes. Right then, now you should go ahead and close the door and do a shout. Keep the door open. The door shut down the hallway. Lord, God, my God is more than enough. He can provide all my needs. He my ass should die. He always look out for me. That's the God we serve. That's the God we serve. We don't serve a halftime God. We don't worship a God who's a God of many, many different other gods. But we serve the only true God. He said, I'm looking for true worshipers to worship me in spirit and in truth. If you gotta have the Spirit within you, if you don't have the Spirit, then you won't. Because what's going to guide you? What's going to separate pastor from before? Was born in spirit and spirit, was born in flesh and flesh. They're not going to interact. My flesh up high against my spirit. My spirit says, oh, boom, drop an elbow and put in subjection. Because sometimes I tell them, well, you know, you cut me many years ago, and I'm pushing you. I get on that. But sometimes I want to lay hands on people. But I know I can't because that's the old me. See, something happened when I worship the Lord. So sometimes I got to go in my little shouting car, Lord. Woo, Lord, help. I need you, Lord, because you know I'm about to mess up. If you mess up, so what? If you mess up, get back up again. When we worship God, that's when we lose the battle. We're like, Lord, I'm trying to worship, but I messed up. Lord, I did this. Repent, do what you got to do. But don't use that excuse and never turn it back on God. There's a lot of people I know who turn it back and say, Lord, I messed up, Lord. I can't face you. That's when you got to get that. Lord, I'm nothing without you, Lord. Lord, I just want to get it right. Lord, I want to worship you, Lord. That's trueness. When you're able to be broken before God with everything. That's what God wants. God wants somebody in truth who's honored, who's going to give it every praise, just everything you've got. Then ultimately, when you start worshiping God, you get the Spirit on you, and your heart open up, what's going to happen? Then you start living for God, then your life starts going good, something happens, so what? You still smiling and dance? You tell the devil, you tell that flesh, you tell anything to come against you. But you just bring these spirits closer to God. You strengthen my walk with God because I'm still going to praise Him. In the midst of my storm, in this weather storm, Lord, I'm going to worship you. So what? Your life cut off. So what? You ain't got no money. Lord, you're going to provide for me, Lord. I can feel it. You worship through all this stuff. See, people are going to call you crazy. They're going to call you all kind of names. So what? Think words going to hit you? My thing, I think it's God on that cross died for us. His blood. His blood. No other blood. We are blood bought by Him. And we can't worship God. Everybody worships God in their own way. But the thing is, God, when I worship alone, in my car, just me and you alone, He's going to magnify that out in the public. But sometimes we got to get to God one-on-one. Get to worship. The Spirit gives life, and by the Spirit we are led, not easily disturbed, with objection, with unbelief, or with doubt. The Thessalonians knew who labored for God. They did not question Him a bit. Many of them used to the Scripture say, hey, so Paul, who you? What you do? What's your qualification? Where you came from? Who you know? No. The Scripture said, let us right there, and she heard and listened to all the things that Paul said to her. It spoke to her. Could you imagine her worship the Lord? I need my teaching. There's no man here. There's nothing here. No synagogue. We can't start a synagogue. Lord, I just need somebody to show me the way. Ha ha. Paul Gilbert. Straight right there now. Let me give you some wind. 2 days, Gilbert. Get up that way. You better start getting up there. Somebody's waiting on you. You be obedient. And Paul was obedient. But they spoke the word. They spoke to him. They opened this. They heard every word. I'm pretty sure they probably went down and checked. He said, where you come from? Where? Let me check. Yeah, that's right. You good. You good. Oh, that's right. I think I got to hear this truth. I want to seek God with all the truth of my heart. God, I'm worshiping everything I got. Lord, I'm not going to let this wealth. I'm not going to let this money. I'm not going to let this business separate me from you, Lord. It's a custom, Lord. I worship you. I don't know what they're doing, Lord. But I'm not a Jew, Lord. But, Lord, I want to get closer to you. Can you imagine that's our prayer? And Paul come to her. Let me tell you. Let me say some things in the Scripture. Let me tell you about the God we serve. Let me tell you what God can do for you. He says, let in all the people in our house. All the people there was baptized. Then after that, she invited these missionaries. She invited them to stay in her home. Why was that important? Oh, Paul, you ain't going nowhere. Well, you can give me some Bible study now. Hey, Paul, where you going? Hey, come on, get some Kool-Aid. What's up? Get some bread, some leavened bread. You going to sit down here for a while? I got to get the Lord of God in my soul. Lord, I worship you. I can't let this go. I can't let it go. It's the word of God. Lord, I'm worshiping. I want to get to heaven. Paul, you ain't going nowhere. Come talk to me. Give me some word, Paul. Lord, I ain't questioning you. Give me some words. That's the household. They're baptized. When you're baptized, you're hungry. When you're baptized, you be on the front row. Woo! Hey! First one up. But when we start losing our worship, you hear, hey, yeah, hallelujah. Hey, yeah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Next you know you're outside, you don't. You're not coming to church no more. Because you lost your worship of God. You got to hold on to your worship. And it's something, your faith, everything the pastor's talking about, everything, the thing. But the thing is, you got to worship because it's your relationship with God that's going to make you or break you. You call upon the name, Lord, here I am. Hey, might be one of us in fighting, okay, angels, who's that? I ain't seen him in a long time. We've been disconnected. I ain't seen him in a long time. I haven't heard him pray. He hasn't talked to me. Yeah, when I bless him, he ain't needed me no more. Yeah, he wants that money, and I bless him with a couple of $1,000s. He didn't pay his tithe. He didn't pay no offering. Matter of fact, he went to the club, and he went by all material stuff. I can't see him now. He don't know me. He don't worship me. When times get hard. Oh, Lord, Lord! Oh! Oh, Lord! Oh! I'm just talking about what is the truth of worship in that? He said, true worship in spirit and in truth. Spirit and truth, meaning you're going to do what you're going to do regardless of what happens.
Right.
No matter, ain't nothing can stop you. Ain't nothing going to stop you because it's true worship. That's why you got to worship the way you do. Don't worship like I was. You worship like you worship. Because you didn't do the same work I did. I didn't walk the life you didn't walk.
Right.
I didn't go through the things you went through. I didn't do what you did. I didn't come up the way you did. That's why you get to worship the way you worship. That's why I love Japanese. Because it don't matter if this language is barrier. Because when you worship, you move. You ain't got to say nothing.
Right.
We can say, in Jesus' name. That's the language we speak. In Jesus' name. Ain't no English, ain't no doggone Japanese. It says, in the name of Jesus. Let's speak some biblical language. What do the Bible say? The Bible says, in the beginning, He created. What it said in John 1, it said, in the beginning, the Word was with God. The Word was God. The Word was made flesh, go down to John 1:14. And walked among us. How do we miss the mark? Because our worship was God. That's what connects us to the main line, the bloodline, because we're blood poets. I'm trying to teach y'all about worship of God. Is somebody getting me? Is somebody getting me? After all this, you want to ever wonder why or whether how the church of Philippi started? It started with this history right here. Yes, you read it, Revelation 2. It's talking about Philippi. Talks about the Jezebel spirit. I gave her time to repent. Yes, they missed the mark. They said something before. But at the beginning, it created a business. When we worship God. But she's not the only one. But Luke stood out and it stood something vital. Can you imagine the artist when they look at something? I know Pastor said before, you sit there and look at it. Look at it from a different angle. Look at it from a different angle. You get in your head. You know why? You meditate on it. You want to see all the ends, all the outs. You want to what makes it up. You want to know what is the fault. What gives it its life? That's how we should do with the Word of God. We should look at the beginning. We should look at the end. We should look at the middle. From top to bottom. Left to right. It don't matter. You should examine this thing. Because it's good for our life. It's good for our soul. It's time to worship the Lord, our God. Come on. I'm talking about worshiping the Lord. It can start something in your life. It can make those crooked ways straight in your life. Because you're going zigzag. Lord, I'm confused. Lord says, listen to me. You worship me and I will guide you. Oh, Lord. Worship the Lord. The church in Philippi grew and became the Lord's church. Look at Philippians 1:1. Philippians 1:1 says, Paul, Timotheus, the servant of Jesus Christ, for all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi, with the bishop and deacon. This epistle of Paul, the apostle, was addressed to all saints. Did it say men? Did it say women? Did it say children? What did it say in Philippians 1:1? It says all saints. People say, what is a saint? Huh. You ever seen a sinner who fell down but got back up again? You ever seen a sinner who messed up and said, Lord, I'm going to get it right? Lord, if I have to fall, Lord, please help me fall. It's a wall saint that's there. The brave and the bold, the young and the old. All saints, rich and poor, men and women, the least gifted, the more gifted. It was to all saints at Philippi because the one true worshiper started the church. Remember, the church grew because that lady named, the woman named Lydia, who worshiped God and sought after God's own words. And here, the members of the church are changed. Philippians chapter 4, 15 and 16. I'm trying to show you what happened, what can start from. You started with, they have nothing. Now they got a church. Now because you got people baptized, you got people who felt the word of God. Who wanted Bible study? Who wanted God's teaching? Who wanted to see the truth? Then it says to all the saints. Now you're going to a church that became necessary. It says, now ye Philippians, know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, when Paul left, that's what I'm talking about, no church communicated with me. Can you imagine missionaries going on to all these different villages? Bless the people in the Holy Ghost. You know what I mean? As soon as the man of God leaves, it falls away. When the dead patients. And the missionary goes, dead patients, come on, come back, they don't have a church. What happened to these people? They were baptized in the name of Jesus. They felt the Holy Ghost. What happened? What was the worship? What was the worship when the man of God left? Was there true worship there? What was it? He said, no church. When he left, no church. Then it said, communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye own the church of Philippi was the only one there. But even in Thessalonica, ye sent once and again unto my necessity. They provided Paul with what he needed to carry on. That's why we got foreign missions, you got home missions, you got Amos, you got Amos, you got support for pickup missions. We got to keep the gospel of God going. You got to spread your worship around the land. They gave Paul what he needs to keep going. His, not on the first missionary, not on the second mission journey. They kept him going. They gave him what they gave him what they had the ability to give. Paul was faithful. It was not for Paul. Who was it for? We're talking about soul winning, right? Who was it for? It was for the lost soul who cannot hear that message, who lost about the message, or hear some chump out there talking about, you don't need that. That's just a waste. You're just wasting your time. They just want your money. You ain't got to go all the every time. That's too much. But that's what God works. If this is too much, let me rise up in heaven, oh God. Let God say, brother Mitchell, you didn't have to do that, but I thank you in the way.
That's right.
I don't want to miss the mark. I'm too scared to miss the mark. Because the fear of God is well. He says, judgment come as fire and brimstone. I don't want none of that. I don't want what Samara Gomorrah got. That fears me. I want to this time. I'm going to worship him because I want to worship God. The angels, the 24 elders, he just always say they worship God. They didn't say to do anything else. They said they worship God. Lord, if all I can do is worship you, Lord, if I can be a sweet sweet, Lord, if I can just wipe the toilet, Lord, whatever I can do for you, Lord, let me do with everything I got. That's what I'm talking about, worship God. The Word of God said, when true worship shall worship the Father, in spirit and in truth, the Father speaketh such to worship him. You just say, Lord, here I am, Lord. No, Lord, here I am, Lord. I'm giving everything, Lord. You know my motives. You know my actions. Lord. You got the Father. Lord, you see through all things, Lord. I can't hide from you, Lord. You got to know that. Man, you got a revelation. You can't hide. I see everything. You might fool some of the people. Some of the time. You ain't going to fool everybody all the time. Somebody's going to catch you. But Lord said, I got everything. Oh, what? Man, you were born in the name of Jesus. You were filled with the Holy Ghost. You know better. Oh, you know better. Well, oh, I'm scared of the Lord. Lord, I made it, Lord. You made what? Yeah, you made a wrecked life of what I told you to do. I get scared about that. Lord, I don't want to miss the mark, Lord. I just want to worship you. Lord, you lead me. I'll follow. You hear me? Lord, you lead me. I'll follow. You think you get scared through all the walking journeys in life? Yes. But you know what helped me? When I worship the Lord. I know it's going to be all right. When I sing the song, because I don't worry about the music. I worry about what the song is saying to me. What is the word? You ever thought about the word? You get some people who jump and hoop and holler just off the music. You're going to get a banjo and play something. Oh! But what about the word? The Lord saved me. Why should I be bound? Someone, come on. That's the song I'm talking about. You can't get a rid of that amazing grace. You can't get there's joy, unspeakable joy, full of glory. But oh, that's unspeakable joy. Jesus on the main line now. Come on, you can't get rid of that. Because he's someone I can talk to when I need to. Because Lord, I worship you. That's what it's about. Thank God. Thank God for a servant known as Paul that can't make up our trade. You can look that up in Acts 18:3. He was a tent maker by trade. God is seeking worshipers to worship him in spirit and in truth. Paul tried to sell into Bethana, but the Spirit permitted it not. There was a true worshiper in Philippi, worshiping God no matter what her status was. The Roman laws could not hold them back for God and gather for God's name's sake. When Lydia worshiped God, God heard and God knew. Something can be done because of one true worship. All it takes is one. I think it was the seventh president, whatever you say, Andrew Jackson said,
one man records make the majority, something like that, you know, included that manner. The one man records make the majority. How about one soul that becomes a true worshiper? Make the majority. You can have all the people out there. We could just be the only ones worshiping God. But when we get to heaven, oh God, oh glory when we get to heaven, how sweet it's going to be. Lord, I want to get there. Worship me. Lord, I want to get there. Lord, man, worship Him. We got to make the move. Please stand as I come to a close. She soaked in every word Paul spoke and allowed the Holy Ghost to work on her by responding to God. That's the most important thing you do. Respond. Respond. A long time ago, I preached a message. I preached a message called The First Response. The thing is somebody can die if you never respond. How many souls can die in accident? I am a first responder. I do all this stuff with the Red Cross, so I teach all this stuff. But the things you do, the first 10 minutes make a difference. You can wait after 10 minutes. But the thing is, when you come down from souls, they can be hot 1 minute, warm the next, cold, don't feel nothing. That's why we got prayer, fasting. That's why we got Bible study. That's why we got men's fellowship, women's fellowship, leaders. We got all these different things because we got to keep up. We got the priest have to stir the fire. They got to keep that fire burning continuously. We got to respond. I ain't saying you got to do something out of the ordinary, jump up, jump in, hit a couple backflip. And I don't know. I'm saying respond the way you respond. But my God responds. That's what it's about. The Bible says that her and her whole household were baptized. There were some believers there that day, which became true worshipers of God because of one worship of God stood up. You worry about what people think about you, they don't think bad about you. They don't like something they don't like about you. But you gotta be good. You gotta be faithful. You gotta be committed to God, obedient to His will. You gotta give God all your faith. You gotta give God you most often. He said, I bought you with the blood. You belong to me. I bought you. Blood bought. You belong to me. How dare you not worship me? I'm not pointing out, but I'm sorry. Jesus in front, you get all the spit and all the good things coming in. Alright? But that's how we gotta be. That's how you gotta look at God. Lord, you bought me. Lord, do it. Come on, Lord, welcome me. I'm trying to get there. That's how it be. Respond to God's word. Respond to God. Respond to God. And be a true worshiper. Let's say it all together. What the middle thing is? For the hour come. Come on, y'all. For the hour come now. And now is what? Come on, for the true worshipers, what? To worship me in true and spirit. When they worship the Father, spirit and truth, right? And for the Father, seek and search to worship in spirit and truth. Then what it says? God is a spirit. And they that worship Him must. Did it say should? It said must. Did it say shall? It said must worship Him in spirit and in truth. All I ask you is, are you true worshipers? You keep up something from heaven. Let's take time.
There's a couple of things that there's three different things in the Bible. One was Lydia, the other one was Cornelius, the other one.